In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the second and third Mishnah from the fourth parak of Masechta Midot. The Mishnah begins, Ushnei Pishbashin Hayu Lo L'Shar HaGadol. There were the two small doors on either side of the Shar HaGadol and the major doorway from the Ulam to the Heichal. And again, we discuss this in Masechta Tamid. Chad B'Tzafon, one on the northern side of the door, and one on the Chad B'Darom, one on the southern side. She B'Darom, the one on the southern side, Lo Nichnas Bo Adam Me'Ulam. It was never opened. And it's explained in Sefer Yechezkel, Shenemar, as it says, V'yomer Elai Hashem said to me, Shar zeh sagur hiya. That door shall be closed, lo yipatech, will not be opened. V'ish lo yavo bo, and no man should go through it, ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael ba bo v'yasagur, because Hashem, the God of Israel, goes through it and it is closed. What does that mean? Again, if you remember, we explained this back in Masechta Tamid, the idea here is to show that Hashem doesn't need any gates because he can enter through that door even if it's closed. All the doors are really for Tzorech B'nei Adam, for the needs of human beings in the Beit HaMikdash. What about the other door, the one on the northern side? And we explain Natalat HaMafteach. The Kohen was opening up the doors in the morning. He would take the keys. If you remember the two keys, Patach Atapishpesh would open that small northern door. V'nichnas lahatah, he'd enter one of these compartments about which we'll learn about in the next Mishnah. Or Mahatah, and would go from the Ta into the Heichal itself. And that's why explaining Masechta Tamid, that from there he would be actually enter into the Heichal, and from inside the Heichal he would then unlock the doors in the morning. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is in our new opinion that we didn't see before, but toch of Yoshel Kotel HaMalech, he would actually go through the wall, so you could enter between the two sets of double doors. As we explained, the thickness of the wall in the previous Mishnah was 6 amot, so he would actually walk through the side of that so he could enter in between the two double doors and open from in between those two sets of doors. And then he would unlock it from that location, meaning the outer doors he would unlock from that location would be considered relatively the inside, and the internal doors, he would, from where he's standing, would be relatively considered the outside of those doors, and that's how he would undo them. Let's continue. Ushloshim ushmone ta'im. There were 38 chambers, or more like compartments, hayusham, that surrounded the heichal. Chamisha asar betzafon, there were 15 in the north. Chamisha asar bedaron, 15 in the south. Ushmona b'marav, and 8 on the west. There was nothing in the east because the east is where the ulam was, the entrance hall. Shebetzafon v'shebetzaron. How were these compartments structured? We know the number, but how was it built? It was chamisha al gabei chamisha. So the 15 of them were constructed such that it was 5, and then 5 on top of them, and then 5 on top of them. So it says chamisha al gabisha ve chamisha al gabehem. Vishab ma'arav. And what about the ones on the west? It was also 3 stories, but shlosha al gabei shlosha. There was 3, then 3 on top of them, ushneim al gabehem, and 2 on top of those. Ushlosha patachim ayu lekol echad. Each of these ta'im, each of these little compartments, had 3 openings. Echad l'ta miyamin, v'chad l'ta min ha'smol. So each of the, we're talking about the ground floor now, they had openings to each of their neighboring ta'im. V'chad l'ta gabav, and also an opening to get to the chamber, or this ta' compartment above it. U'bekeren mizrachit tzvonit. However, that first ta', the one that, why do I call it the first one? Because that's the one that the Kohen entered in the morning in order to get into the Heichal to open the doors. It says that one, there was Mizrachit Tzvonit, which was on the northeastern corner of all the Ta'im on the ground floor. We saw Hayu Chamisha Patachim. That had 5 different openings. Echad L'ta Miyamin, one to the neighboring Ta, Ve'echad L'ta Sh'al Gabav, one to the Ta that was above it, Ve'echad L'Mesiba. I have to explain what the misibah is in a moment. Actually, we'll explain it now. The misibah was actually, if you entered that ta, it would be an entrance to the right, so going outwards, in the opposite direction to the heichal. And that misibah was, most people say it was like a ramp, or some explain it was like more like a spiral staircase, that would lead from the level that they were on all the way up on top of these ta'im. So there was like a roof level on top of the ta'im, not all the way to the top of the roof of the heichal, that's much higher up. But there was a lower roof above these ta'im, above these compartments, for which the way to access was via this ramp, by this misibah. So far I've explained three of these openings from that ta that was in the Mizrachi Tzvoni. So we said one was to the Amin, one was to one to the neighboring chamber, one was above, and one to the misibah. The chad lepish pesh, one was the opening for that doorway that we said, the small door that was on the northern side of the Heichal, the entrance to the Heichal, which the kohen entered in the morning. The echad, and the final one, was the entrance. If he entered into the tar, it would be to his immediate left, that would allow him to enter the Heichal, like the opinion of the Chachamim that we learned in the previous Mishnah. Those are the Mishnah today.